what is going on in the crypto marketplace over the past 24 hours? Which direction might we be headed? Who are the big names kind of making comments about what directions we're headed? That's all the type of information I want to go over today in regards to the past 24 hours. Why cryptocurrency has dropped? Are we in a long-term bear market? Is this just kind of a short-term correction? And how you can best play this type of movement? My name is Rob from Crypto Bobby. Appreciate you taking the time to join me. If you are new here, hit that subscribe button for daily recorded videos as well as a couple times a week, Crypto Happy Hour, where I just kind of hop into YouTube Live, talk about what's going on in the overall crypto markets. And apologies as well, because Crypto Happy Hour from last night ended up turning into a real happy hour in the city. Had a couple of drinks, and by a couple, I mean like 10 beers with a couple dudes that are very much into crypto. So I had a great time talking about that with them, but that's with the glasses and the overall kind of raspy voice and all that BS. So Crypto Happy Hour turned into a real happy hour last night with about 10, 12 beers, which was highly enjoyable, but hurting right now. But let's not worry about the beers. Let's hop into what the hell is going on in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and what has been driving this movement. So over the past 24 hours or so, Bitcoin and the overall cryptocurrency market has dropped pretty significantly. Bitcoin was hovering a little bit over the 3,800 or so mark, around 3,860 for a little bit of time, 3,860, 3,870. And over the past 24 hours has dropped all the way down to below 3,600. Right now on GDAX, we are trading, Bitcoin is trading below $3,600. So what has been driving that movement? What has been driving the overall movement? If we look here on CoinMarketCap, but basically right across the board for the past 24 hours, whether it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, basically everything is in the red minus Tether, which doesn't count. So what is kind of the deal and what's happening there? Yesterday, I posted a video that went into some of the comments surrounding more China FUD. So there was more China FUD coming out from a couple different people. I'll link to the video here or here, wherever, whichever side YouTube ends up. So if you haven't seen that video, I'll just link to it up here. I'll put it in the description as well. But in the video, I talked a little bit about kind of what the deal is with some of this China FUD of differing opinions of not only China banning Bitcoin exchanges, but potentially banning OTC trading, which would almost indirectly kill miners, because if you're not allowed to do OTC trading in China, then the miners are just going to be mining these Bitcoins and having these massive piles of Bitcoin that they can't trade or do anything with. So it would essentially cut off their kind of revenue stream in a lot of respects if they aren't able to take the Bitcoins and sell them for profit. So that was kind of the big, one of the kind of pieces of news that I think negatively impacted the market overall within the past 24 hours. Now, there have been some kind of counter arguments there as well, and I'll get into that right now. So Charlie Lee, last night at close to midnight my time, close to midnight Eastern time, tweeted that he has everybody's tweeting. It's kind of funny here too, because everybody has a trusted source. Everybody has an unnamed source. There's so much BS. There's so much market manipulation, but it moves the market. So it's something that, you know, you want to be aware of and you really want to follow, not necessarily follow their advice, but you want to get these differing opinions. So Charlie Lee, if you're not familiar, the founder of Litecoin, as well as the former director of engineering over at Coinbase, tweeted that he is a trusted source, basically saying that there is absolutely no truth to China banning mining or the Bitcoin network, and that this FUD is specifically done by large manipulators who are trying to make money shorting. So that's what he has mentioned. And then to that point that the exchange ban is still true, and just the ban about banning mining and the overall Bitcoin network is not true. Not clear, he says, about the OTC ban, which I think is actually a big deal. If China bans OTC trading, that's going to be going to negatively impact the price long term. Do I think it's going to do anything? No, it'll be fine. But short term, that would impact the price, in my opinion. So what does this mean, and how can you look at some of this information? So number one, I wouldn't doubt that some of this FUD being put out there is by people that are trying to manipulate the market, because you can if you've seen multiple times, and if you've been paying attention, or if you've been in the space for a while, all it takes is some shitty article on some website about Vitalik Buterin dying in a car crash, or about about one little piece of one untranslated piece of news in a language that 90% of people don't understand, and it causes a massive market sell-off. So the fear, uncertainty, and doubt in these rumors could certainly be propagated by people who are manipulating the price if they have large short positions, which if they were doing that, that's highly profitable for them right now, if that in fact is true. However, I think you want to take everything with a little bit of a grain of salt from everybody. You never know what is going on there. A lot of people have come out and said one thing or another. Some people could be very bullish. Some people could have be significantly long in multiple cryptocurrencies, whether it's Charlie Lee being, I'm sure, long in a lot of cryptocurrencies. So take everything with a grain of salt. But interesting to hear that he has a trusted source basically saying that there is no truth to China banning mining or network. His trusted source, I'm sure he's connected in China too. His brother, Bobby Lee, is the CEO of BTCC. So has been in China for a number of years, was running, or until recently running, a Chinese exchange. So I would think that there's probably some level of quality to that information. But like I said yesterday, where there's been rumors, every time there's been, at least in the past like month or so, every time there's been a rumor about something happening in China, a rumor's come out, everybody freaks out, and then a lot of people say this is BS, this is FUD, this isn't true. And then a couple days later, a couple weeks later, bingo bango, it's true. So yeah, I'm taking everything with a little bit of a grain of salt here, and kind of looking at what Charlie's saying, what a lot of other people are saying, to try and get a feel for maybe what might be happening, what might not be happening. So I don't know if China's going to outright ban mining. Who the hell knows if that happens? Long term, and I'll go to this too. Long term, I think that if no matter what happens, China has certainly an impact on what happens with the market, unfortunately, for a lot of people, unfortunately. But when it comes to, when it comes to long-term positioning and Bitcoin long-term, could China drop Bitcoin from 3,500 right now to 2,800 or 2,500 if they do something crazy and if they do some type of nuts regulation? Yeah, they absolutely could do that. But on the other end of the spectrum, I don't think, $5,000 or around $5,000 is going to be the all-time high for Bitcoin. I think at some point in time, we're going to see $5,000 Bitcoin. I think at some point in time, we're going to see $10,000 Bitcoin. I think at some point, we're probably going to see $400 or $500 Ethereum. I think you're going to see a rise in some of these premium tier or some of these larger cryptocurrencies that have a really strong positioning in the marketplace. So overall, I'm not incredibly worried, but I do think this gives an interesting opportunity, whether it's buying in lower or if you're trading. I think there's interesting opportunities here because a lot of this FUD and because of a lot of what could potentially be market manipulation, or probably is some level of market manipulation. The market is still small enough to the point where, like I said, people can send out a tweet and that will cause something to happen in the marketplace. For the most part, with the stock market and larger places with multiple billions, hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in the market, or trillions of dollars, that type of manipulation is a bit harder than somebody sending out a tweet and causing a cryptocurrency to drop 10% or to go up 50% or whatever it might be. So interesting thoughts there. But to that effect, how am I playing this? What am I looking at right now when it comes down to Bitcoin, to Ethereum, to cryptocurrency, and overall, kind of what are my thought processes right now? So for me personally, at this point in time, I'm looking at the market, and I do think we might have some additional room to go down. You can even see here, like I have one buy order set at like 34.25. Hoping to maybe pick that up. In addition to that, kind of what my thought process has been in some respects is, I've taken a little bit of Bitcoin, taken a little bit of Ethereum off the table, moved that back into, moved that into USD to potentially scoop some things up lower than where we're at right now. I'm keeping that on the sidelines. I'm going to set, you know, potentially set some lower buy orders, see how things end up shaking out. And if there's a convincing move upwards that basically judge, you know, that I can look at and say, okay, there's been a convincing move upwards. I think the market is back. We might be in kind of back to, you know, somewhat of a bull run, or the market is recovering and shaking off some of this China stuff. Then, you know, I'll either hop back in if it goes upwards, or I'm waiting for it to drop down. I don't know if I'd say significantly, but I'm waiting for some downward movements here to potentially, dollar cost average myself in at a lower rate. Because like I said, I think in the future, we're still going to be seeing $5,000 Bitcoin, potentially $10,000 Bitcoin. But who knows how far down the road that might be, but I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. So even if you're to buy right here, right now at $3,500, to get to $5,000 Bitcoin, that's a pretty significant jump in terms of profits. But I also think that the market right now for me personally, just kind of the feeling I'm getting, and I think the sentiment overall for me is that it seems that we're headed for a little bit more of a drop in price. So for you, how you can play that is kind of, you know, depending upon where you're at and what your overall kind of thoughts and feelings on the market are. If you bought in much higher, if you're holding, there's absolutely nothing wrong with just kind of closing your eyes and holding and hoping for the best. And typically that's going to be something that works out well for you for the most part, because traditionally speaking, at least, cryptocurrency markets have risen in the long run. So if you're looking to just kind of hold on to the majority of your crypto and not try to time the market, that's typically a pretty good move for the most part. Alternatively, if you are looking to dollar cost average your way in, now the past couple of days have been, I think, when you're looking overall at things, right now could be a pretty good point to continue to dollar cost average your way in. Potentially the market could go lower. It obviously could go higher as well. But, you know, if we're looking at kind of how things might be structured, I would say this point in time could be a good opportunity to dollar cost average in, whether you're putting, 10% or 25% or 50% or whatever it might be. Now could be a good opportunity to get in when the market has been down overall, as you can see, basically across the board, down 8%, 10%, 14%. Could it go lower? Yeah, absolutely. But for the most part, you buy when the market's red. That's always a great time, in my opinion, to make moves and to end up buying. So if you've been waiting for an entry point, if you've been looking about things, you can certainly set low buy orders, or you can just kind of dip your toes in right now with a little bit and then wait till you wait to see kind of how the market shakes out one way or another, and then make some more moves from a DCA perspective. Outside of that, like I said, I'm setting some lower orders. I'm holding the vast majority of my crypto in place, but I've taken a little bit off the table for lower buy orders in case we have an extended dip here. But outside of that, what I'm looking at here from a couple different perspectives of I think two potential things of note. What's been interesting is seeing Lisk hold up rather well and seeing Zcash hold up really well. So Zcash has had is only down 2% when the vast majority of the market is down pretty significantly. It's actually had a pretty big spike yesterday as of recently. So I'm going to be evaluating. I've talked a little bit too about my interest in privacy coins, kind of my overall investment thesis on privacy coins, and how I think, whether it's Monero, Zcash, XVG, if it's NAV, there's a plethora of privacy coins, but I'm looking at potentially kind of dipping my toes and diving into one or multiple privacy coins, because I think that it's going to be a specific place of interest for a lot of different people as more regulation comes into effect and as certain things happen within the blockchain space. So Zcash's kind of lack of total downturn while everything else has been getting crushed caught my attention. I haven't made any moves into it, but I'm going to. That's kind of now on my list as far as an evaluation perspective. It was before, but it's definitely moved to the top right now as far as doing a little bit more research and understanding a little bit more about Zcash and whether or not this would be a good entry point. So I'm taking a look at that as well. Now, outside of just the overall market state, guys, that is what I wanted to talk about. If you are watching this on September 22nd, I will be doing a crypto happy hour this evening. So If you are new again, hit that subscribe button, hit the notify button so you get notified when I do have a new video, when I do go live for Crypto Happy Hour. Would appreciate that. Thank you so much for all your comments and questions and advice as far as everything else goes. Good luck whether you are buying, trading, holding, selling. Wish you the best. And Rob from Crypto Bobby, signing out.